Alright, so I'm gonna read you the bedtime story. Once upon a time, in a small village, there lived an old woodcarver named Geppetto. Geppetto was kind and gentle, but he was very lonely. One day, he decided to carve a puppet from his piece of wood to keep him company. He carefully carved a little boy and named him Pinocchio. That night, before going to bed, Geppetto looked at Pinocchio and sighed, "Oh, how I wish you were a real boy." As he slept, a magical fairy heard his wish and visited the little workshop. She waved her hand over Pinocchio and brought him to life. The fairy smiled and said, "Pinocchio, you will be alive, but to become a real boy, you must prove that you are brave, truthful, and unselfish." The next morning, Geppetto woke up to find Pinocchio moving and talking. He was overjoyed and treated Pinocchio like his own son. Pinocchio was very happy too, but he was always curious about the world. One day, on his way to school, Pinocchio met a sly fox and a crafty cat. They told him about a place called Pleasure Island. Their boys could have fun all the day without any rules. Pinocchio, excited by the idea of endless fun, decided to follow them, forgetting about Geppetto's advice to be good and go to school. Then Pinocchio arrived at Pleasure Island. He and the other boys played with without thinking about the consequences. But soon they began to turn into donkeys as punishment for their bad behavior. Pinocchio grew ill in a tail and he realized he had made a terrible mistake. Pinocchio escaped from Pleasure Island and tried to find his way back home. Along the way, he met the fairy again. She warned him about the importance of being good and honest. Pinocchio promised to be better and continued his journey. However, then Pinocchio returned home. Is it recording at all?
Yep.
However, then Pinocchio returned home. He discovered that Geppetto had gone out of sea to search for him and had been swallowed by a giant whale. Determined to save his father, Pinocchio bravely set out to find the blue whale. Then he finally found him. He let the whale swallow him too, so he could rescue Geppetto from inside. Inside the whale's belly, Pinocchio and Geppetto were reunited. Pinocchio came up with a clever plan to make the whale sneeze by lighting a fire. So, where is fire in the whale? Weird. The plan worked and the whale sneezed them out, sending them safely back to the shore. The fairy appeared once more and praised Pinocchio for his bravery and selflessness. "You have proven that you are brave, truthful, and unselfish," she said with a wave of her wand. She turned Pinocchio into a real boy. Geppetto and Pinocchio turned home. There they live happily together. Pinocchio had learned the importance of honesty, courage, and kindness, and he always remembered the lessons he had learned during his adventure. The end.